That is going to look completely out of place on 7th Avenue. And not only that, 7th Avenue is a historic district, and the street signs that are there should look beautiful, not strange.
The compromise was initiated by Councilmember Yvonne Yoli-Capin after emails and public comment flooded in on both sides of the argument. Supporters of La Septima argue that the tens of thousands of visitors expected for this summer's Republican National Convention will see the signs and think the natives are a bunch of dum-dums. Those who don't want to welcome a P onto their street signs say the current spelling is accurate. Capin said the signs would look just fine with 7th Avenue and both Spanish translations. She showed pictures taken in Spain to prove her point.
As you can see, the street signs are multiple. They are in Bable, which is the dialect. They are in Castellano, which is the modern Spanish. They are explaining to you the cultural and heritage of that region.
After a back and forth at multiple city council meetings, there was a general consensus that both spellings were accurate. But to add to the controversy, a new group emerged. Fran Costantino, president of the East Ybor Historic and Civic Association, said the city should nix the Spanish translations and just call the street 7th Avenue, because Ybor has been recognized nationally by that name, not the others.
I think it is sad that our ancestors will be looking down and seeing that we have now been reduced to a cartoon. I don't usually compromise on much and usually stick to my grounds, like when I extended the historic district to let everybody know something existed past the Columbia restaurant. But I think this is a good compromise for everybody. It is 7th Avenue. It was Broadway. I don't think we need anything else. It reflects on the award that we got.
The prospect of axing Spanish altogether brought Councilmember Capin to tears.
Whatever we decide here, the only thing I please ask is do not erase the history. I have been called stupid, double laughable, ridiculous in emails. And the stupid and ignorant ones were the ones who brought this forth for here in the first place. I have nothing else to say.
No one from the public spoke in favor of changing the signs to La Septima unless it was to support Capin's compromise. But there was an impassioned handful of Septima supporters, without the P. Rene Gonzalez, an Ybor City performer, was one of them.
We're here to present the case of what was historical and sentimentally called La Septima. 7th Avenue? Oh, yes. Whenever we spoke English, we said 7th Avenue. If we say 7th Avenue, that's fine in English. But we are not preserving Cape Cod, Provincetown, or Williamsburg. We're talking about Ybor City, where they did not say, they wouldn't say, oye, tú, vamos a la 7th Avenue? Never. Hey, andiamo a la 7th Avenue, even if they were whistling Traviata on the way.
And Frank Marcel-Lastra has good reason to be attached to the current spelling. His father, Frank Trabin-Lastra, was the one who pushed council to put up the La Septima signs in 1998.
He saw La Septima as honoring the unique way of speaking that the majority of our early ancestors had, and also serving as a unique marquee of Ybor City's main street that would shine forth its energy and excitement. Miami has its Calle Ocho, Ybor City has its La Septima. When he wrote the book, Ybor City, The Making of a Landmark Town, which I have there, a book that many call the Bible of Ybor City, he took almost 12 years to write it, not because he was slow, but because he was meticulous in his research and documentation. The name La Septima is grammatically, historically, and culturally accurate.
Jose Vivero argued that changing signs was a waste of taxpayer money.
More importantly, from a history, cultural, and heritage point of view, the word La Septima needs to be preserved as the legitimate name that our forefathers and mothers intended it to be. The history of Ybor City deserves to remain as close as possible to the way it was over 100 years ago.
Councilmember Lisa Monteleone and Council Chair Charlie Miranda were the only two who voted against the compromise. Monteleone did some homework and found that replacing each sign would cost about $200 each. She made an unsuccessful motion to keep the signs as they are, Because if Satima stays, only signs that are missing an accent mark on the E would have to be replaced.
I'm just looking to go the least expensive route possible and to preserve what we have in our history. And looking at all three options, I'm thinking that at this point in time, we leave the signs the way they are. We replace the ones that are broken because that would be the least expensive route for us to go.